Dutch district owner that we celebrate Palm Sunday. You know what? We never have thought that we would be celebrating Palm Sunday in our home. Coronavirus quarantine that has swept our nation. And we have focused on the meaning and the symbolism of the holiday, even in the midst of change. And we don't know how long that this will last. So I don't want you to forget the meaning of Palm Sunday. I'm going to allow Satan to steal the glory and the meaning of what Palm Sunday is pointing to. And then, of course, here next Sunday on Resurrection Sunday, the reason of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And His word is still such great truth in every part of this soul. Truth that draws us closer towards Christ, reminding us that He alone is King. There is no other King but the Lord Jesus Christ. Palm Sunday is the Sunday before Easter. Begins the Holy Week. Yeah. I want to give five things about Palm Sunday that reminds us Christ is King. God's word tells us that people cut the palm branches and wave them in the air. Wave them out on the ground before Jesus as he rode into the city. The palm branches represent goodness and victory and were symbolic of the final victory he would soon fulfill over death. Where he is thou speak. Oh, grave, where here thou thinkest? Romans 15:65. Jesus has taken the sting out of death. Number 2 is Jesus chose to ride on the donkey. I think Jesus chose to ride on the donkey. That's the prophecy of Zechariah 9:9. In biblical times, it was common for kings or important people to arrive by the possession of riding on a donkey. Donkeys symbolize peace. Those who chose to ride them showed that they came with peaceful intention. Jesus then reminded us that he is the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Number 3, when the people shouted, Hosanna, they are held in Christ as King. That word actually means saved now. And though in their own mind, they wanted, they waited for an earthly king. Now here they are, praising the King of Kings. But in their heart, they wanted the earthly king. You see how confused man is? Confused. Why the child that they ever were, not even in the days of Jesus. God has a different way in mind of bringing true salvation to all who trust in Him. So study the names of the Lord. Psalm 118:20. Number 4, the Bible says that Jesus wept with the root in the midst of praise of that moment. He knew that his heart, that it wouldn't be long that these same people would turn their back on him, betray him, and crucify him. His heart broke with the reality of how much they needed a Savior. Jesus knew that we needed a Savior. The people wanted a different type of Savior. They wanted an earthly Savior, an earthly King. But God's plan for man shall stand. Palm Sunday reminds us that the reign of Christ is far greater than any thing that man could ever conceive or plan. The enemy looks for someone to fight their battles in this present day world. But guess what's wrong now? We are expecting man to win this battle. But he was not to lose this battle. Sending his son to fight the final battle over death. This is the greatest of why we celebrate this week. That's that on the Christ ultimate sacrifice. Because of Christ ultimate sacrifice, we can be set free from death.
Mm-hmm.
John 11:25 tells us, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection. I am the life. He who believes in me will live when he dies."
That's right.
He will live. Think that people die, but they don't live. But Christ said, if you die, and you believe in me, yes, you will live. He shall live. That's the message of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much faith to be grateful for this week.
And
mm-hmm. Let me know.
Thank you.
That you can bet on that. He is going to do everything that he possibly can to distract us. To never get our way and to take away the true meaning of what Holy Week means. Don't let him get the victory over you. We are still celebrating Holy Week. Let's choose to focus on worshiping our Lord, thanking him for the gift of his great sacrifice, celebrating the power of the resurrection and the new life found in him alone. Life in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, thanks be unto God for your gift. God, let's continue to celebrate Palm Sunday and the resurrection Sunday, knowing that it doesn't look like it won't be the way it's